AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. The UN Secretary General, for the first time, called for the civil war in Syria to be referred to the International Criminal Court. It's just one of the global crises being dealt with at a United Nations gathering. President Obama says the situation in Syria must be resolved.
The United States is prepared to work with any nation, including Russia and Iran, to resolve the conflict.
Russian President Putin, through an interpreter, says the Western program to arm moderate Syrian rebels hasn't worked well.
First, they are armed and trained, and then they defect to the so-called Islamic State.
The Russian leader dismissed the West's concerns about his country's ambitions in Syria. Today, President Obama is poised to hold talks with Cuban President Raul Castro for the second time this year. Despite a hardline stance by Tea Party conservatives, a bipartisan push in the Senate will apparently prevent a government shutdown at midnight Wednesday. A bill that would keep the government operating through early December is cleared of filibuster on a vote of 77 to 19. As for who will get the top job in the House,
the front runner to succeed outgoing Speaker John Boehner has formally announced he's running for the job. In an email to colleagues, House Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy says that if elected, he'll have the courage to lead the fight for conservative principles. Boehner said last week that McCarthy would make an excellent speaker. So far, Florida Republican Congressman Daniel Webster, who got a dozen votes in the last speaker's race, is the only other lawmaker who's announced they're running for the job. Jerry Bodlander, Capitol Hill.
The Packers are still undefeated, beating Kansas City 38-28 in Monday Night Football. Green Bay quarterback Aaron Rodgers.
You just slow down a little bit. Thankful for the three wins, and like to keep it going like this throughout the season.
This is AP Radio News. An extreme sports star has died in a skydiving accident.
39-year-old Eric Rohner died while skydiving in the opening ceremony of a golf event in Northern California. Authorities say he struck a tree at the golf course in Squaw Valley, which is close to Lake Tahoe. Witnesses told sheriff's deputies that Rohner was part of a group conducting a skydiving performance, and he got entangled in the branches high above ground. Rohner was a professional skier and avid jumper known for being part of Nitro Circus, an MTV show about extreme sports. I'm Martin DeCaro.
The spinning top, coloring book, wiffle ball, and puppet are among the 12 finalists for this year's class in the National Toy Hall of Fame. Chris Bench with the Strong National Museum of Play says many of them are classics.
Toys like coloring books and tops and scooters are timeless and appeal to adults as well as to kids.
I'm Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.